You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello again, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Welcome to another show. We have a lovely, lovely show planned for you today. And I'm so excited to be here. We have someone who's been with us before. So many of you have worked with her already. And it's going to be such a pleasure to hold that conversation again and hold the space for all the beautiful energy that's coming through. And thank you so much, everyone, for being here in the collective energy and really being in the place where we all upgrade each other's consciousness simply by being together. So thank you so much for bringing your consciousness into the collective consciousness of the Wisdom Group and really all beings in all realms. And the theme for this show is activating points of light, weaving the web of light together. Every single one of us is a contributor. Every single one of us really is really a beautiful, beautiful shining light on the collective consciousness, the web of collective consciousness. So as we start the call, let us invoke the Ancient Ones. Let us invoke the Ascended Masters. Let us invoke all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service to come with us on our journey today, to be with us and open our hearts. And let us hear exactly what we're meant to hear today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Dr. Jean Logan is an Earth Ambassador, an ordained minister. She has a doctorate in nutritional healing and has an extensive knowledge of many types of energy healing. As a conscious channel, Jean receives a language of light in the form of glyphs that are amazing powerhouses that can transform health, life, and well-being. She's the author of Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, Sacred Symbols of Light, Symbols of the Dawn, and Sacred Symbols Healing Cards. Her books are now in over 90 countries, with profits going to provide services to indigenous children. And I know Jean is also working on another book as we speak. So welcome, Jean. Thank you so much for making time in your schedule to come back to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you, Ian. That's so delighted to be here again. And I wanted to share something as I was listening to you talking about the ancients. I channeled my father, who passed away when I was in my early 20s, and I said, I wish I could sit and could speak with you now, that I could get to know you better. And he said, the answer I got was, I want you to know that I am with you every day. Mm. So our ancestors are with us all. They're always here with us.
Right, right. So beautiful. You know, I was sitting on a beach a couple of months back, actually, before I actually moved here to Florida, where I am right now. And I was introduced to one of my ancestors, actually, by Dr. Monique Hunt, who's also going to be on the show again in just a couple of weeks. She was on the show before, and she introduced me to one of my ancestors. And I was sitting on the beach, and I said, because I'm one of those people who I ask for signs. I think there's many people in the audience, maybe in the community, who do the same. We ask for signs. So I ask for signs. So I asked for a sign, please show me that you're here with me. And literally not 2 seconds later, a pod of dolphins like emerged in front of me. It was so synchronistic. It was so beautiful.
Wow.
And I was just shown that, you know, the ancestors are always with us. The ancients are with us. So thank you for that lovely story. Yeah, let me share with everyone, Jean, what's going to happen today. So everyone, Jean is going to be talking about the uncovering the magnificent being that you are, talking a lot about purpose work. So many, many of you have questions about your purpose work. You know, maybe you feel there's a little bit of a hollow inside of you. Jean's going to help you really on your path. So stay tuned for the conversation, of course. And then Dr. Jean's also going to be taking live questions. So *2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask a question on the phone, or of course put your question in online. And you can also ask which glyph will serve me the best right now. So which glyph is actually going to be most supportive for you? And as you picked up, we're going to be talking about glyphs as well throughout this conversation. So let's go ahead and get started, Dr. Jean. Since we've told people about the glyphs, a lot of your work has revolved, certainly in the more recent future and probably for a lot longer, around glyphs. And I think on a deeper level, if you wouldn't mind, share with us how you came to work with glyphs and then how glyphs can support us, being all of us in the community and beyond, in our own spiritual journeys.
Right. First of all, I want to say what a glyph is. Sometimes, one time I was talking for 20 minutes and somebody said, "What is a glyph?" A glyph is a drawing that has meaning to it. It could be a drawing on a piece of paper or a carving on a cave in the Southwest here, or symbols that are on the tombs in Egypt. It's a drawing that has meaning to it. And in this case, they are drawings on a piece of paper. And I don't know, I'm trying to think of when I first got interested, but I want to take people back to where I was many years ago, had no clue on what I was doing or what was going on in my life. And it was a mess. But I can remember saying, "I intend to be guided to the highest level that I can do, to be the most that I can be, and have the most service." And so I want to tell everyone, spend some time doing that. Go ahead and put that intention out that what you want and what you're looking for, and the answers will start coming. And for me, I was kind of an emotional mess. I was very fearful, very depressed, and I don't know what guided me to first think of the word glyphs. I do remember looking them up online and not getting a whole bunch of Mayan glyphs, it said, and I cut them out and I didn't find any results of anything there. And then the first glyph I received from someone in an email, it was a glyph done by a woman named Judith Moore, and it had a drawing on it like a bug, and it said this glyph would take fear out of our body, that are parasites in our body. And there was that magic word for me, was fear. I needed to get rid of my fear because my whole life was dominated by fear. And when I used it, this glyph, I printed it out and put it, I don't know what told me to put it on my solar plexus. I must have been guided, surely. And I felt such a tremendous impact. And earlier, I had learned how to contact my guides through guided writing. And I think that's another thing that's worth trying sometime, is guided writing. And at first, I just got gibberish. But after really working at it a while, something started coming through. And I practiced that every day for a long while. I practiced guided writing every day. And they told me how I could do a glyph. Create this glyph. And so after trial and error, I finally created a glyph that would remove fear. And when I empowered it, and I have a prayer and a ceremony that I empower it with, and I used it, I could feel stuff coming out of my arms and out of my breasts, and that was my first success. And I knew I was onto something. And I did get a reading by the woman who wrote that original glyph, and she told me that this is why I came here. This was what I chose before I came in, that this was the job. This is what I signed on for. I volunteered.
Right.
And so I started creating more to remove sadness and heartache and depression and anger and I was married to an alcoholic for 20 years, so I had plenty of anger in me and a lot of other stuff. And so I just kept working with it. But I did not intend to do anything with it. I was doing this solely for myself. And so that's where it started. But I was still always seeking why I was here. And I don't know how long it took, I couldn't say, but I just kept using these glyphs to remove more of the sadness and more of the anger and more of the heartache. And slowly I began opening up instead of only worried about myself and only being in fear and being the neurotic that I was. I slowly became more aware that there were people out there who needed this. And so my guides were kind of giving me a nudge, and they told me to go to Toastmasters and different things. It just kind of opened up. So finally, begrudgingly, I did not want to write a book. I did not want to write a book. But finally, I went ahead and started, and it took me 3 years, but I finally got my first book out. And I thought, that's it. That's it, that's it, but that wasn't it. I kept going from there. And seeing other people achieve results and writing me on how good they feel and how much it helped them, that kind of kept me going. It really makes my day when I get an email. It tells me what they did for themselves or for their dog or cat. It just kept me going. And there was no stopping me after that. Now I cannot do anything else. And from being a person who I don't feel like I ever loved anybody, now I know nothing but love. I mean, this is my job. I am married to my work. And I can't do anything but what I do is bringing in these symbols that are helping people. And the amazing thing is that they are able to help people that no medical field can reach. Nothing. And so I just wanted to share that part. That's where I started, and it just kept on going. And the first book, Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, is mainly glyphs to remove all the negative emotions, the guilt, the heartache, the feelings of abandonment, so many of these things that are really holding people back. And that's exactly what they're doing. And it's like the big red onion that has layers and layers. You start by just removing one layer at a time. You can't take it all out. We've been here hundreds of years, hundreds of lifetimes we've had. And so we are taking so much out. Well, we use these glyphs, and many people can literally feel them working. I know one woman wrote that she put the glyph for fear on her grandson before he went to bed. And he says, Grandma, I can feel stuff coming out of me. And stuff is literally coming out and transitioning to light.
Wow.
And so in that book, I also created a glyph to detox the body. And that is a really powerful one that can be used for so many things, so many different problems. And also a glyph to kill bacteria and viruses. And so I just kept going and clearing the chakras. And so I tell people, start with clearing the emotional glyphs first, because at the basis of every physical issue is an emotional issue. So I encourage people to work with those emotional glyphs. Just cycle them through again, and you cannot use them too often. You cannot use them too often. There's a man in Chile who, this man actually translated the first book into Spanish for me, but he channeled the Syrians, and he said, tell me about these glyphs. And they said, ideally, they should be used 40 times. And the only thing I could think that they're talking about is those emotional glyphs, because we have so much stuff that we are carrying. We are all carrying a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you about that, so thank you for sharing, Jean. I was going to ask you about the glyphs, and do they only clear emotional issues? But you've since answered that in various forms, bacteria, viruses. But by extension, can you share if they also work with, ultimately, they work with physical disease?
Right. I went on into that with the second book. And I just wanted to mention the 40 times, because a lot of people say, well, okay, I'm finished with the first book. You know, no, you just keep on with the first book while you start going with the other ones. And it was interesting how there were a lot of issues that came up that I had to resolve. I had a serious heart problem, so I wrote a glyph to heal the heart. And then my ex-husband, he had glaucoma and cataracts, so I wrote a glyph to heal the eyes, and I just kept on. And I realized this was my next book. This is what I was supposed to do. So I covered in the second book all of the organs and glands. I don't cover diseases as such because, again, they are all start from emotional issues.
Right.
And diseases are often just symptoms. These are symptoms of things. So when a person has, well, just for an example, I just got an email today. Someone said, how can I help my friend with atrial fibrillation? And right there, that's a heart problem. So right away, there's glyphs for the heart in there. And then there's a glyph to in the first book called Reaching Out, where you can help your friends and loved ones with the agreement of with their soul. Now, you don't have to talk to their, be able to talk to their soul. You can just make a statement that you're with the understanding the soul gives permission. And you put the person's name on this glyph, and then it cycles through for 8 weeks of healing, of removing a layer of fear one time, a layer of sadness, a layer of anger, and it will be slowly, it's very subtle, but it's one way you can help your loved ones because oftentimes they're just not understanding. Whether it's a parent, a child, or a friend, or whatever it is, you can help your friends. So I told this person, certainly the heart would be where to start, and then this reaching out, because this woman who has the atrial fibrillation, she's got an emotional problem. And no illness is just in one part of the body.
Hmm.
It covers the whole body. And so that gives you a place to start.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to get a little bit into purpose work, and we'll probably do that in about a few moments or so. You mentioned, and I remember this from last time, Jean, you mentioned that you gain permission from the other person's soul if you'd like to use this with someone else. And I know a lot of people in the community are asking, can I use this on my mother, my father, my husband, etc.? Share with everyone what the process is, but how to go about doing that if they have a desire to use this with someone else.
Right. Well, this glyph reaching out is certainly where to start, but sometimes at first I did not encourage people to use this for their father or grandfather, I thought for themselves, but it did not work out that way. People want to help their parents. They want to help their grandparents. And like one woman, she was taking care of her 89-year-old father, and they wanted to put a pacemaker on him. And so what you do is you simply say, if you're doing it on a surrogate or the reaching out, you just simply state, if the soul grants permission, I send the energy from this glyph to and then that person. It's just like when you pray for someone, you're sending that energy out. And when you do it, do not doubt that it's going. It's not if it works. It is it will work. Always be positive. Believe in the power to send that energy. If you were praying for your uncle in New York who is having surgery, you wouldn't think, well, I wonder if this is going to work. Because as soon as you do that, you're cutting the energy in half. So when you're using the glyphs on a surrogate, or even on this woman put them actually on her father, and within 2 weeks, they had examined him and said he didn't need a pacemaker. So we can help our aging parents or grandparents. If nothing else, relieving the symptoms. Certainly, they have a lot of issues that we can't solve them all. But we may make them more comfortable.
Mm. Well, thank you. I think, you know, when we get to what's entailed in the option or the in the offer, you know, it really is like a long list of everything the glyphs work on. So can you just share with us, Dr. Jean, if somebody has any sort of issue, and we can begin with something like an emotion like guilt or shame, then how do we go about using the glyphs? Do we, you know, let's say, for example, it's self-doubt. Let's say it's self-doubt. Do we place it on the heart? Did you mention that earlier? How do we go about using the glyphs?
Now, the one for fear is also when I have a glyph for fear, there's a big long paragraph that it covers a lot of things, of feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt and worthlessness. And I put that, I tell people, start with your solar plexus. Your solar plexus is like the Grand Central Station, and things reach out from there. Now, you can also put them on the bottom of your feet. You could take out, in the book, each glyph has a header page, which is a large picture of the glyph, and it tells a little bit about it, and it tells you how to use it, and it has an affirmation. Then there's what's called a patch page. It has 16 glyphs, and you could take half of them, cut it right down the middle, and put it in your under your feet at night, like a loose booty. And it would be working on, now that can be a little overwhelming to start with. I start tell people to start with just one on the solar plexus. You could put one, like let's say the one for detoxification, you could put one on the crown chakra up on top of your head to remove all the heavy metals and chemicals in the brain. And that has been so effective to help people with dementia and Alzheimer's. I had a dog that got dementia. He started defecating in the house and acted like he was lost. He didn't know where he was. And on him, I used a surrogate. And when I use a surrogate, you can use a variety of things for a surrogate. I used a teddy bear for him. And I put the glyph for detoxification on the crown chakra of the teddy bear. And then I used the glyph to heal the damaged brain and a glyph for neurological healing. He never defecated in the house after I put those glyphs on the teddy bear and put the intention out there. And then within 24 to 48 hours, he was back to his self. Of course, he was an elderly dog, but nevertheless, yeah. I got him back for a while anyway.
Yeah, well, beautiful. Would you mind talking a little bit about the actual energy that is being transferred or supported to the glyphs from the Grand Central Sun, a little bit about the origination of the energy that's being used here?
Right, and I actually did not know about this until within the last year or so. I was told that, and I channel source, and I was told that I need to understand the electrical energy of the glyphs, and I said, well, tell me about it. Tell me about the electrical energy. And it said that when I have the empowerment statement, ceremony, and I invite in all the beings of light, and the glyph has a programming statement that tells it what it's supposed to do, and that goes up to the central sun, and the central sun sends down electrical impulses that go into the glyphs, and they stay with the glyphs as long as they are in existence and in good condition. And that's why I tell people to respect them as sacred, and when they're finished or damaged, tear them in half and throw them away.
And then you can use...
Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, and then, you know, if you are still using that particular glyph, then you would simply, print out or use a different
version. I do. Yeah, now here's what... the first thing, when people buy the e-books, I tell them to print out, to start out, the table of contents from each book. Get yourself a nice little binder. And I get the paper that has three ring holes they've drilled already. And then print out some of the text telling you how to use them. And then as you print out pages of the glyphs, and I will try to get a higher quality paper or paper that resists moisture. And because if they're still good, you can use them. And if they're still usable afterward, I get a fishing tackle box and store them in a fishing tackle, transparent one where you can see what's in there. And because I put a lot of money into the paper I buy, then it's not that expensive, but I mean, I don't just get, bond paper that you put in the copy machine. And as I was saying before, the second book has... I cover every gland and organ in that book. I cover everything. The only disease I mention is malignancy. Now, I do have one for malignancy. But other than that, I don't address diseases by name. And what I encourage people to do is this is a time to develop your intuition. We've coming from where you go to the doctor, he tells you what he thinks it is, and he gives you some pills, and you turn your life over to them, and it's time we take ourselves back away from other people controlling us. And so if I have people have issues, like this woman that wrote about her friend with atrial fibrillation, well, we're talking about the heart, okay? So there's a glyph that says heart. Says somebody, what do you have for emphysema? Well, there's a glyph that says lung. So sometimes we just have to put two and two together and figure out what glyphs to use next, although people can always arrange a consultation with me. But it's just once you get familiar, there are 98 glyphs in all in the three books. And if you get familiar with those table of contents, because you will look at them, and when you're involved in something, something will jump right out at you, and you will be guided. You have your own intuition, and you always have guides who are helping you.
I was going to ask about that, but you just asked the question. So yeah, being in the M field, and I guess we're all telepathic as well. How much we open to that is another question, but that was my question around receiving guidance on which ones to use. Let's talk a little bit about purpose. And before we do that, Gene, let me share with everyone. So if you joined late, Dr. Gene will be taking questions online, *2 to raise your hand on the phone or online. And you can ask Dr. Gene which glyph is most supportive for you now, and she'll tune in and let you know. And then whatever else is coming through. And I didn't mention at the beginning of the call, but there will be a meditation towards the end of the show, as always. And Dr. Gene's going to take us all through a meditation to awake healing power within ourselves and also help us let go of any doubt or fear that we might be carrying. So there's going to be that meditation. All right. Well, so let's talk a little bit about purpose, Gene, because that is what people have, it seems, people have on our minds right now is purpose work. We get so many questions about help me find my purpose. Can you speak a little bit about the glyphs and how they can help us uncover our power and, you know, awaken the healer in ourselves and also help us find our purpose path?
Well, that's what I was mentioning earlier. When I started, I had no clue, absolutely no clue. And I started removing layers of sadness and so on. I just kept on. I worked with these things on a regular basis, and little by little, I began to understand that was why I was here. It's a slow awakening. At first, we're like a flower bud that's not even opened where you can't even see the color yet. And the more we remove the things that are holding us back, the sadness, the fear, the anger, all the emotions that are weighing us down, little by little, we start to open. And nobody needs to tell us why we came, because it will be looking for us. It will come to us. It literally came to me. I didn't have to ask anymore. And as time went by, I knew what my job was. I knew why I'm here. I have no doubt. And it has to be the most rewarding feeling in the world to understand what you came here to the earth for.
Mm. And this all happened by using glyphs.
Yes, that's exactly. I didn't do really anything else. I mean, I've been through the other things where you'd go to a meditation group and they'd say, breathe in this and breathe out that, and I've done that. But for me, it was all with the glyphs. And the thing about it is, it's so easy. I would just put the glyphs on my solar plexus. Or another way people use them, and I find this the most powerful when you get used to it, because they can be a bit powerful. But I had a bad problem with candida. And so I took the page, a 16 page, and I cut out the excess paper, and I laid it by the side of my pillow. And I went to sleep, and the time I find that the most powerful, when your body is willing to accept the most help, is right in that stage when you're first awakening. So when I woke up, I grabbed that page and put it between my hands, and I laid on, kind of tucked my hands under my face, and I felt the energy from the glyphs going up my arms, up my neck, and into my brain. My candida had literally become systemic, and it was in the brain. And while it was working, it gave me a headache, and as soon as I took my hands off the glyph, the headache went away. And so I had a chiropractor friend later on. I did that a couple nights in a row. I had a chiropractor friend. I asked, she does dowsing, and I said, tell me how my candida is. She said, well, I'm not getting you have any candida. And I can honestly say that is the most successful glyph, because candida is a tough one. That is a tough one.
Right, right. And whether you realize it or not, most people have candida. And of course, we all have candida. There's such a thing as healthy candida, but the candida overgrowth, oh my gosh.
Right. And I
That can take years. It can take years.
Oh, and I mean, it's such a diet, and so it is really a challenge. And even taking prescription drugs, not the best way to go. Not the best way to go. And so that's what I was saying earlier. The glyphs can do things that nothing else could. And one example I want to tell you about, and we adopted a dog at the Humane Society. About a 30-pound little black Heinz 57, and she would get carsick every time we would go out somewhere. And so I tried trial and error writing glyphs on my own, and then I finally asked for help, and I was told that she had brain damage from starvation and dehydration as a puppy, and that she had. And so I was told what to write to heal her brain. And so I put it with her. I put it right on the dog. You can put it. I recommend if you're going to put it on a dog, cats, you have to do it. They have too much hair. They have need a surrogate. But I put it right on the top of her head, and she rolled her eyes. She could feel that working in her. And I put it on her every night, and she had no objection to that. And for 2 weeks, and she was about 90% better. Another 2 weeks, she never got sick again. And that shows we can heal the damaged brain without cutting people's heads open. You can actually, so I rewrote the glyph. I wrote the original glyph just to heal the one part of her brain. And then I rewrote it kind of like a programming statement, like, if this, then look at this and heal this. If this, then look at this, where I covered every part of the brain so it could go in and examine what the problem was and heal it. And I would love the opportunity to work with these football players that have damaged brains, and that's fatal. Sure you've heard of that. I would love that opportunity because I know they could be healed. I know they could be healed. And you see, there's no answer for it right now. Medical society has no answer for it.
Wow, so powerful, so powerful. It almost seems, you know, of course, we're opening to the beautiful quantum and the energy from the grand central sun here, but it almost seems too easy. And you mentioned that in the beginning, it seems so easy. It's really a case, isn't it, Jean, of just surrendering to all that is, to surrendering to the beauty and the power of this amazing energy that is, it's almost... beyond our understanding how something like this can work.
I can hardly believe it myself sometimes. I can't believe I'm doing this. I would, if somebody told me this 20, 30 years ago, I would have thought they were crazy. But it's absolutely amazing that it can do things that, I mean, like I just had a situation where the neighbors had a chihuahua, 15-year-old chihuahua, that they... it wasn't eating, it couldn't eat, and it wasn't even drinking water. and they took it to the vet, and they said that I'd had kidney failure, and it had canker sores in the throat, and they recommended having, you know, putting the dog to sleep. And these people did not want to give up on their dog. A lot of people, yeah. They just, And so I used a surrogate with this one, and I put the Glyph for viral, for bacterial and viral, on the throat of the of a teddy bear, because the canker sores are virus. And I put one on to speed up healing. There's a Glyph that will speed healing. And then I put the Glyphs on for the kidneys and for the liver. And the next day, it started drinking water. And within a day or two after that, it was eating again. A week after this occurrence, they brought the dog over to me to show me how much he had recovered. And they took him back to the vet, and the vet said that where the canker sores were, he said it was all completely healed there. And so something like that is just beyond words. It's just, yeah. I mean, it blows my mind, too. I mean, it really does. And think what you can save. Oh, my goodness, you cannot... cannot go out into a vet's office and come out, you know, without paying over $100. And another one that's another one that is seizures. I mean, seizures are medication is the best they can do for that. And certainly cannabis is showing promise here. But I had a woman contacted me with a dog only 2 years old. It was half pit bull pet, half bulldog. And was having seizures. And she said it was really pitiful. They took him to the vet. It had 3 seizures in the vet's office. They spent a small fortune on tests and different things. And they got a prescription medicine, which she looked at the ingredients and she thought, I cannot give this to my dog because this is going to ruin his kidneys and so forth. So I told her what Glyphs to use. She called me and set up an appointment. I told her what Glyphs to use. And she said he never had another seizure. She waited 2 months to call me to make sure. But she said the seizure stopped, and he was having tremors, too. And she said the tremors were gone, and she said the whole family was sleeping again. I mean, that is amazing. That is just amazing, because there is no answer for seizures right now. There's no answer for seizures.
Wow, so beautiful, powerful, powerful, powerful. And yeah, it sounds so easy by using these Glyphs and putting them on your body. Well, I'd love to go to the phones and the web now, and I think people will get a better idea for the. I think everyone's getting this, but it's always wonderful to serve people live and to answer some questions so we can be of service, but also it also serves to help people understand a little bit more around how this works. So we're going to go to Austin, Texas. If your phone number is an Austin, Texas number and it ends in 2151, we're going to bring you on live with Dr. Jean Logan. You're live. Welcome.
Hi, this is Patricia.
Hi Patricia.
Welcome.
Hello. It's been really amazing hearing about what you've been talking about. And I just wanted to ask if you could kind of maybe do a scan for me and see what comes up.
Well, I don't really scan people like that. Do you have some particular? But I really would like to know what are your issues or what.
I have more like thyroid, low metabolism, and it seems like I've been on medication in the past. And nothing that I do seems to make any difference.
Okay, let's talk about the thyroid. First of all, you have emotional issues. You have some sadness in you. You have some heartache. I'm seeing that. But also, the glands are very prone to toxic matter.
Hmm.
You would want to... both the Glyph for the thyroid, but also the detox one. And I'd found this for myself. I put that on, and I could feel stuff drawing out of the gland there. The glands are very sensitive to toxic matter. And so, yeah, you've got some heartache in there.
Yes, I relate to that.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I can see it and I can feel it. Sometimes I almost get teary-eyed when I have people that when I see the sadness and heartache that they're holding. And yeah. So I would certainly starting with the emotional healing, and that would help. We don't get thorough healing. If we just treat the thyroid, we are treating symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get rid of the emotional issues that are attached there. Mm-hmm. And there's also a glyph for healing the chakras. You need your chakras all tuned up there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you, Patricia. Blessings to you. Much love. Okay, let's go to... my screen just jumped. Let's go to Washington, Maryland. Washington, Maryland, and the last four digits are 5969 of your phone number. You're live with Dr. Jean.
Okay, hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, Jean. Yeah, this is Emma speaking. So you might remember my name earlier, maybe like back in November. I'm the one that had the eyesight issues.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure you remember me so we can get this started.
Well, it sounds familiar.
Yeah, okay. So we can get this started. At least I had tried using the clips, but then I may have made a mistake by not following thoroughly, meaning that I forgot to put one on my third eye, and then underarm, and then the elbow, according to the instruction. So number one question was, it is very important to use all these locations for the eye treat, for eyes. I don't know, because I had started with just the eyes, and miss out the other area that's very important as well. like your arms, I think it's underarm.
Yes,
and then
I remember.
The elbow.
Under the arm, yeah, the armpit.
Okay.
Right, and it is important.
Yeah.
I got that when my ex-husband had glaucoma and cataracts, and I was guided to put a glyph. This is very specially for glaucoma because it's not just the eye, it is the energy movement in the body. And when you put these glyphs, one was for under the arm, and then I was told one on the top part of the other arm. I have no doubt that these are meridian points there. And after I put them on my ex-husband, well, he wasn't my ex then, but... and he went. He was supposed to have surgery for his cataracts and the glaucoma. And when he went for his surgery appointment, the doctor said he didn't need surgery. And matter of fact, my ex just wrote me a few months ago. After 10 years, his glaucoma is still. His pressure is still normal with no medication. But you do need to follow the instructions that are on there. Because just putting it on the eye or even on the back of the head, there's two points on the back of the neck there that are important too. That is really essential. That's really essential. You have to follow through with these things.
Okay.
Now, there's also some drops you can get from Amazon called Dr. Christopher's Drops. It's just... But you need to follow through with everything. Now, he wouldn't do that at all. He didn't bother with that. But so he just used the glyphs. But I put them on him. It was, you've got to follow through. When you're healing something, you can't just, it's like if the doctor gives you a bottle of pills and says take 3 a day for 10 days, you've got to do that. You don't just take them one day. And
I agree. The last thing that you mentioned about going to the doctor and be given a prescription, I don't believe it. I'm not convinced entirely. Like I
do you have glaucoma or cataracts or what? Just glaucoma, right?
Yeah, so do I have no glaucoma. What I have is
macular degeneration.
It is what you call myopia, myopic degeneration.
Right.
I have the elongated eyes.
Uh-huh.
And both eyes are different, like two different people. And one eye, my left eye, seeing that I have a very passive eye, and the eye that I can, functioning, but very, very poorly. I lost my better eye, the right eye, back in 2012 with a detached retina. I had never healed. So I have no core or front vision at all.
I would advise just trying, being a little bit more disciplined about using them. That's what I could do. And also there's emotional. Are you using those emotional healing glyphs? Eye problems are emotional. Are you using emotional healing glyphs?
That's what I was going to ask too. It had to do with my suppressed emotion. With my eyes, but care, and they're using a clip on my eye that's like all over. And then using the emotion, and at the same time, would that not be too overwhelming?
No, it's no problem with using the emotional healing glyphs and the eye glyphs at the same time. And matter of fact, it's a must-do. The emotional healing glyphs, you can't, I would keep on. You're not going to be out driving, so that's not going to be a problem. The only problem I suggest is people not use too many too fast because you're moving energy and it could make you lightheaded. And if you're driving, that could be a problem. So I would just go back to using the emotional healing glyphs on a regular basis and use the eye glyphs.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Much love to you, sweetheart. Keep going. Okay.
Yeah,
blessings
good thing that I'm not driving. Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Bye, sweetheart. Much
thank
love.
You for calling in.
Okay, beautiful. Well, let's go to the web. There's a lot of questions. Let's see if we can get to some of them here. What about negative energy as a, in the whole, or possibly even entities, dark energies or spirits? Are there any glyphs for that, or would that be
yes.
a different type? Okay.
No, there are. As a matter of fact, there are. There's a glyph to remove attached entities, and it guides you through what steps to take. And one quick story, a woman had a cat that started urinating on her bedspread, and someone took a picture of the room, and there were dark shadows in various places. And so they took this glyph for attached entities and put one in each corner and one in the center of the room, and a picture taken about 2-3 days later, and the dark shadows were gone, and the cat was behaving again. And they were told that the entities were terrorizing the cat.
So
you can use them for yourself or... yes, you definitely can remove attached entities. And then there's also a glyph to remove implants that are not in. Now, you may have a useful implant, one that's guiding you of some sort, but most are not. And so there's a glyph to remove implants too.
Okay, thank you. That was C from Philadelphia. So C, that question was your question. And then also, this is a follow-up question from C. I'm just taking this one because I know other people will have the same question. I know your glyphs are in color, Dr. Jean. So the question is, can they be copied in black and white?
If you print them in black and white, I just tell people, intend, use your power of intention. It's unlimited, and that it worked just as well as the color.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Now, Michelle from Richmond Hill in Canada is writing in, and she says, hello, Dr. Jean, how can I cure the arthritis in my hips and hands? I already have had the left hip surgery done in June and not looking to do the right side, so looking for some alternatives for arthritis in her hips and hands.
Okay. First, we need to understand this arthritis is diet-related, okay? The body gets inflamed. It's inflammation. Inflammation starts in the hips and joints and hands. And you need to follow an alkaline diet. You need to cut out sugar and coffee and all of the acidic things. I would recommend looking up on the internet alkaline acid diet and follow that diet, and that can help a lot. Eating the right foods. There are two glyphs. The one for cellular repair can be helpful, and there's another one for bones. But they cannot undo what an acidic diet has done. And in our civilization and here in this country, we eat a lot of foods that are cause inflammation in the body. And you go to primitive tribes, they don't have that problem because they just eat natural foods. So eating natural foods is going to be one of your best choice, and those two glyphs for cellular repair in the bones.
Okay, thank you. This is from Norlin, N-O-R-L-E-N, so Norlin from Leinster, and I'm asking this question because she's asking about I'm wondering what glyphs would help me uncover my power. So I think that would be a fairly common question that other people might have. So, you know, just looking to step into our power, what would you suggest in the best way to begin that process?
Again, going back to the emotional healing glyphs, start healing the emotions. That's what's covering them up. That's what's holding us down. That's the baggage that we're carrying, is all these emotions. And you will, your power will come to you. Your power is there. It is there. It's just covered up a lot. So start removing some of the negative emotions.
Thank you. This is Sane, or S-A-N-N-E, Sane, or Sane from Colding, K-O-L-D-I-N. So if you're listening, Sane, this is your question. You know, Jean, if you can tune in to Sane, she's writing in, which glyph can we use for stomach problems? Of course, there's many problems related to the stomach, but maybe you can tune in and see how you can help her.
That's a lot diet-related. You're mixing your carbohydrates. You're mixing protein and carbohydrates together. This is a common way we eat in this country. If you have a sandwich with a piece of meat on, you're right away you're eating foods that are fighting each other when you're digesting them. So I would say a natural food diet. And there is a glyph for the intestines and the stomach. There's a glyph to help them. But you're trying to solve something that you're creating with your diet. So I think you need to try eating, just going with some fruits and vegetables for a little while and see if you don't feel a lot better.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, well, let's go back to the phones and let's see who we can take. How about Inverness, Florida? Inverness, Florida, and it's 2021. The last four digits of the phone number, and if you're in Inverness, Florida, you're live.
Hi, Jean. Hi, Ian. My name's Melinda. Hi.
Hey, Melinda.
Welcome.
Thank you. Some of my questions have already been answered, but I was wondering, do you have, like, a paperback or hard copy books in case people don't have printers or access to a printer?
Well, there are hard books, but the same thing. You've got to make a copy of you would have to find some. You could take them. You would have to take a either the book or the printed ebook on a removable drive and take it to a place where they print them out. There is a statement in, when you get the ebooks, it has a statement in there that will tell the people at the printing place that you have the right to print them. But you would just take your ebook and you would put it on a flash drive, and then you would have to take it to you will have to take it somewhere. It has to be printed.
Like a UPS store or FedEx or
Kinko's or whatever it is. Yeah, and that might take a flash drive. Go ahead.
No, I go to the library a lot, but, you know, that's kind of, exposed, and it's not very good paper, and, you know, it just would be too many to print out at once. So I live pretty rural, and I just haven't gotten set up yet. So that was one of my major questions. Also, I've been on this path for quite some time, and, you know, I don't know. I've been told it's like ascension symptoms or things coming up to be cleared. But, you know, because we have lived so many lifetimes on this planet and have had trauma and gone through what we've gone through and also have had a lot of trauma in this lifetime. I've all of a sudden been feeling, you know, like odd movements in my gut. And, you know, and then all of a sudden it will get very bloated, like I'm pregnant. And then I'll have moments of that. And then, that will kind of go decrease and go away. And then it will resurface again. Have you ever heard anything like that? Or
Have you done a parasite cleanse at all lately?
No.
Okay, there's a glyph in the first book for parasites that's really good. And when I tell people, when you get the first book, there's you take four of the detox glyphs and four of the parasite glyphs, and you put them right under your rib cage on the right side to clean out your liver, and that will take care of the parasites too. And even if you didn't have parasites, it doesn't hurt anything. You can't go wrong with the glyphs. If you don't need them, then they just don't do anything. But then the next night you put them on the left side and clean out the spleen, because the spleen can be full of parasites. And you can put the page of the parasite glyphs over the abdomen. So I suspect you have a parasite problem.
Probably, too, because I have had a boundary problem, and I work also in a nursing home. And it's like, you know, becoming more aware and more sensitive and, you know, moving through, that kind of environment, and then trying to hold your own space. And, sometimes I find it really, really quite challenging. And, it's like I just really don't know what other direction to go in right now, because also during all this, I've, you know, had quite a few losses. Partner had committed suicide. My father died. My brother had pancreatic cancer. So it's like, you know, just boom, 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 boom. And then, you know.
Yeah, this is why you need to use that glyph to release some of that. That's very painful to lose members of your family. There's a lot of heartache in there. And there's what I suggest in the morning, too, when you get up, before you go to work, is say, I surround myself with a white light that is impenetrable by any energy or forces outside that are not in harmony with my body. You need to get rid of the parasites.
Okay.
It's
making sense. You know, it's validating it. Mm-hmm. I kind of already know. So.
Right.
I very much appreciate both of you.
Yeah, of
thank
course.
You.
Thanks for being here. Thank you.
Thanks.
Much love to you.
Thank
Blessing.
You.
Well, Jean, let's go over the offer for the wisdom community. And so I wanted to have you share about what you've included. So, but before you do that, I always want to direct people to how to follow along visually, which I like to do. So I know I'm not the only one. All right, if you are on the webinar page, click on the orange offer button underneath Jean's photograph, and that'll take you to a page that is Jean's offer. And if you're not on that page, on the webinar page, you type in WOTA show, which is S-H-O-W, WOTAshow.com/Jean, J-E-A-N, and the number 9. Everything's lowercase. WOTAshow.com/Jean9. And then it's going to be two options. There's going to be option 1, which we'll have Dr. Jean explain in just a moment, and option 2, which also includes a private session. So tell us about the two options that you brought to the community, Dr. Jean.
Okay. The first option will be all 3 of the e-books, Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, Sacred Symbols of Light, and Symbols of the Dawn. And then we have what's called the Mu Glyph. I was given this when someone wanted me to work with children in Africa. And I was given an image of a glyph that we embossed on T-shirts and we sent over to Africa. And the Mu glyph is a very powerful antibacterial, antiviral, which would wipe out any kind of virus that I recommend. It could be used for a mutating virus like AIDS or Lyme disease. And I recommend people have that embossed on a T-shirt so they can continue to wear it. After their shower, they put on another clean T-shirt. And it has the instructions with it as well. And then where I found that, just a quick story, when I went up to I built a chapel here, and I wanted to put some stained glass windows, and I was looking for some symbol to put on in the windows. And I walked up to where my bookcase is, and I saw a book on the floor. And I picked it up and put it back on the shelf, and as soon as I turned around, it was on the floor again. And I thought, oh, this is a message. And so I picked up the book, and it's called Sacred Symbols of Mu. Oh. And that was the symbol that I was given for the T-shirt. And that book, a complimentary e-book, is given along with the first package.
Beautiful. So that's option 1. And so, you know, there's so many of these glyphs, and, you know, maybe for the sake of those who joined later, or maybe for the sake of someone like myself, who've seen them all and want to put them all in my body at one time.
don't do that.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of making a joke, but
yeah.
I can be like that. You know, again, what is the best way to go about getting started with these, and how do we move from glyph to glyph?
Okay, the best way to start is starting with the emotional healing glyphs in the first book. Start with the first book, unless you have some critical problem where you need to use one from the other books. But just to start with the first book, Unlocking the Power Glyphs, and use the one to clear and align the chakras, and start with the glyph to remove fear. And you take them and you take a glyph, you have the page printed out, and you cut out one of the small glyphs, they're about 1.5 inches high, and you put them on the solar plexus. And the book does show where your chakras are, and it shows where the chakras are for animals too. And I use a medical tape it's called Durapur. It's the name. I got it at Walmart, and it's not expensive. It's a cloth medical tape because it doesn't stick too well, and it doesn't irritate the skin. It's just right. And you tape that to the solar plexus, and you could, like I said before, you could put them under your feet where they have the page of 16 glyphs. You could cut them in half where you have 8 glyphs and put them under your feet at night in a booty, or between your hands, or some people, if you're sitting and watching TV, you can just take the page and stick your feet on top of them. People come up with all kinds of creative ways of using them.
Okay. So do we use all 16, or can, do we use, are there, because what I'm looking at, everyone, I'm actually looking at the ebook. I actually have a copy of that. And do you use one at a time, or can you use multiple? You mentioned various ways.
You could start with one at a time. And you could use 2 of them and put one on top of the other. When I went through my divorce, I took 5. I don't recommend starting that, but begin on top of my solar plexus, and it was amazingly helpful. Even when divorce is a good thing, it can be very painful. Mm-hmm. And I would say one or two on the solar plexus to begin with. But then sometimes I'll put four, I'll wrap them in a cotton cloth and put them behind my bra strap. And I'm sorry, I can't help you guys there. But to put them on the back of my heart is another effective way. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing any type of work for the heart or the lungs, that's where you would put that glyph. And sometimes I put four there because you want to make sure you have that chakra covered. And then if I'm putting them between my hands or I'll put my feet on them, I might put my feet on all 16. That the page would just be right about the size, at least for the women, where both feet can be on there and sit there and just let it do its work. Or put them under like I say, a loose booty. You could have one on each side. Sometimes I'll put... after you use them a while, you can feel comfortable using more. I don't recommend jumping right into a whole lot right away.
Okay.
I know one woman who had emphysema. She tried taking five of them. And the healing glyphs are a lot, very powerful, the ones for the physical. And she put them on her solar plexus. And after 15 minutes, it was so intense, she had to take them off. So you don't want to jump into something too fast. that's where you might use 16. Or if I put them beside the bed, I'll do that. I'll take the fear glyph, and I'll put eight of them, but just about the size of my hand. And if I grab them, I could feel, even after all these years of using the glyphs, I can still feel stuff coming out of me. Excuse me.
And then moving on to option two, Dr. Jean, there's two items in there. There's programming statements and then also private sessions. So either one or two private sessions. Can you share a little bit more about those for everyone?
I want to explain the programming statement. A woman contacted me and wanted to do a workshop with the glyphs. And so each glyph has it is created with a programming statement. They are not part of the books. They were just telling the glyph what it should do. And so when she wanted to do the workshop, I made a series of, I copied these statements and sent them to her for the first book. And then when she went on and did the second book, I did the same thing. And so that's what I've taken, is these 60 or 70 programming statements. They may be helpful if you are a healer, where you're going to work with other people and you want to understand a little bit more deeply about the glyphs, or if you would want to do workshops where you're teaching other people how to use the glyphs once you learn how to do that yourself. So I've included that. And then the hour-long consultation, I normally charge $150 an hour, and we're going to include that. And it can be divided into two, and I recommend that because 30 minutes will give you plenty of time. And I encourage people who get that to work with the glyphs, emotional healing glyphs, before that consultation read the text so you understand a little bit about them first, so you're not asking questions that are already answered in the book. But that's $197.
Wonderful. Thank you. So in that session, you can also work with the client to determine which glyphs might be best for them based on their specific scenario that they bring to you.
Right. I can. There are a lot of things that can be done on that session. That they amaze me. I had one man's father come through to me after the session and with a message for his son, who's his deceased father. So there's never. It's always amazing what comes out of those sessions. They are, and I made so many friends while I'm there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for those beautiful offers. These glyphs truly are life-changing in many ways. And also the ability to work with Dr. June, everyone, is a special treat. And if you have any questions around which glyphs might be best for you based on your specific scenario, then that would be a very good idea to have a consultation with Dr. Jean. And what's really, really special about this is, as she mentioned, you can split them into 2-30 minutes, which is really great. So you can have one, go back, and often new information comes forth or is downloaded to you, and then go back for your second session, which is often a more complete way of doing it. I really like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so beautiful. Well, thank you so much. All right. Well, let's do this. Let's see if we can go back to the phones a little bit. We do also have a meditation that Dr. Jean is going to be taking everyone through in just a little while, and that won't be in too long in the future. So just make sure you're on for that. And, of course, if you joined late, maybe you missed that announcement, but there'll be a meditation that's going to help us all awaken the healing power within ourselves and help us let go of any doubt or fear that we might be carrying. All right, so let's see if we can go back to the phones. Let's go to Monroe, North Carolina. So if you're from Monroe, North Carolina, and your phone number ends in 1722, then you're live with Dr. Jean.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. You're live.
Thank you. Hello, Ian. Hello, Dr. Jean.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. Okay, so I was wanting to ask you about glyphs for immune disorders. Basically, let me just explain a little bit about what I've had going on. It's been spine and hip and lower back issues. And then it was discovered a few years ago that I had an autoimmune disorder. It was attacking my body, and I was on natural herbal remedies for that. And in this journey, just really seeking out for all natural type remedies and realizing that, and recently, a lot of it's tied to emotions. And I've had a lot going on in my life, and I'm ready to be able to walk normal, and I'd like to get through all this. And I get around with two walking sticks, two canes right now. I'm too young to have to be doing that. So I have a right hip issue. I've had weight gain, and I really need to get that off because it's also affecting my body, I feel, and my knees. And so I've had all these things, and I'm thinking to myself, which glyph do I even start with? What do I do? What is the best, you know, for me? And that's really where I'm at.
What I recommend, the first glyph, in the second book, there's a glyph to remove vaccinations. You have been damaged by some vaccination you've received. All vaccinations damage the immune system.
Yes.
All of them.
I agree.
And the glyph is programmed to not just remove the vaccinations, but also to repair any damage. That may take some time if there's extensive damage, but I know when I used that glyph, I didn't feel I had any damage or anything, but I could feel it working in me. So I strongly recommend, and it's programmed for those of you who believe in vaccinations. It's a program to remove harmful vaccinations. So that may make you feel better about using it. And then from there, I would go into a natural food diet. Try to stay away from acidic foods. And
yes.
Again, with the sadness, you've got some sadness and heartache in there. You've got a lot of emotional issues in there. And starting to remove them just a layer at a time will be very helpful. But there's a glyph, the glyphs for healing the bones and for the joints. There's also one for the vertebrae that should be helpful for your spine. It's going to take a little while, but as you start to make sure you clean up your diet as much as you can and drink, you need to drink more water. You need to drink more water. We should be drinking.
Yeah, I feel like I'm falling back. Go ahead.
When you drink, that 64 ounces is actually the minimum. I get scolded all the time because I need to drink more water myself. It's kind of hard to keep up with it.
Yeah. Okay, and you were having recommendations for the type of water. Like, you know, there's a lot of
I would not use distilled water. That's fine for, I would use if you have a filter that takes out everything, then you want to add back some minerals in there. You can get a little, you get something from a good health food store that adds back the minerals in there. If you've got an ionizer, that's fine, but a lot of times they have a filter in that takes a lot out. You can take, and you need to put that back in. The same thing, if you can use distilled water, but put some, get something to add in it, into it. Okay?
Okay.
But that's certainly not
there...
city water. And in these little Brita filters, they don't take out the fluoride. They just don't take out the fluoride.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about the alkaline water then?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Again, as long as the filter's not taking everything out.
Mm. Yeah, just get some minerals. And then, one thing that you can look for are the ocean minerals. Ocean minerals. That would be something that you can look for. So it's actually literally like minerals in salt water. And that's very, very good. It's a great way to replenish your minerals. Anyone listening, by the way, ocean minerals is often a way to go.
Thank you.
So what causes the muscles to go so weak in all of this? Is it the acidic?
An acidic body, the inflammation. The inflammation.
Yeah.
How is your diet?
Well, I try to really just eat mostly salads and plant-based protein shakes. I know my body's probably not satisfied with my diet. I'm afraid I have this fear of food because of it causing me the weight gain. I get into a vicious cycle.
Let's talk about the diet in general. Our body has the ability to take quality fruits and vegetables and convert them to what you need. We are being programmed by the establishment that we need, that our body can't produce, vitamin B12, and that you need to have protein. And your body can get plenty of protein out of the vegetables. But if you believe you need meat, then you do because you believe you need it. So I just want people to understand our bodies are capable of doing amazing things. The children I support in Nepal, they just have this little beans and rice stuff so often. They think fruit is a real treat, but somehow they're healthy and glowing, and I find it hard to believe that myself. But your body is capable. One thing I say a little prayer before I eat. I bless the food, I consecrate it, and I intend it for my highest good, and then I transmute anything toxic in the food into light. And then I tell my body, take this and convert it to what you need, because your body can convert it to what we need unless we have programmed or let somebody else program our body that it can't do that. Okay?
Much love.
Advice.
Thank you,
Thank
Dr.
You.
Jean. Thank you, Ian.
Okay,
Namaste.
Sweet soul.
Thank
Blessings.
You.
Namaste. Beautiful. Well, Dr. Jean, it's been a lovely show, and right now I think people are looking forward to that meditation as well. It's the time. It's time for us to go into meditation, for you to take us through that process. So it would be wonderful if you could just share very briefly what you'll be taking us through and what it's about, and then take us right through it.
Okay. I want people to understand we're who you are, that you are this divine being, and we're going to take this divinity and use it to heal ourselves and to clear ourselves of a lot of the issues that we have. So So right now I'd like everybody to get comfortable. If you're sitting, that's fine. If you want to lay down, that's fine too. And just take a deep breath. Inhale very deeply. And slowly let it out. And again, inhale, and slowly let it out. And see yourself as this divine, glowing being, radiating light. We're going to bring some light in through the crown chakra, filling us completely with totally radiating, adding to the light we have and the light that we're bringing in. We bring that light on in down, down our spine, all the way down, or down our into our legs, down our thighs, our calves, out our feet, down that light, send that light down into the center of the earth. We're going to bless the earth and extend our gratitude to the earth. And we're going to ask the earth to send us her light, her healing light, up. Dig your toes into that earth to ground yourself. Bring that light up, back, up through the earth, through your legs, and filling your whole body. You are now filled with a whole shimmering, glistening light. Every cell in your body, every molecule, every atom is filled with glimmering light. And we're going to have that light cleansing us, cleansing all the meridians, the cells, everything, removing the fear, transitioning the sadness, the heartache, the anger, releasing and replacing it with this glittering light. Every cell, the arms, the legs, the fingers, the toes, our neck into our whole head filled with glimmering light. Now you're going to take a ball of that light. And you take that ball and you send it to an area of your body that you feel needs help the most. See that light swirling around whatever issue you have, whatever pain you have, cleansing it, healing it. If you have a second issue, send it there. Healing, cleansing. Now we're going to send that light out, pull that all light out together and send it out into the room that you're in, into the town you live in, into your neighbor's house, to every place. Keep sending that light out, sending it out into the universe, to the earth, sending out the light and the love. Know you are a divine being. You have all the power of God. And together, we can heal this earth. because we are one. Now bring yourself back. See yourself happy, abundant, and filled with the love of God. And so it is.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. Thank you, thank you. Well, Dr. Jean, it's been an absolute pleasure having you back on the show and just sharing with everyone, with all of us, the power of glyphs and what a difference they can make in our lives. You know, when we heal ourselves in this way, well, when we're healed in this way, we can really make a difference in the world as well, because we feel better about ourselves. We can really be of greater service to others, be more compassionate, kind, loving, generous. So thank you so much for being here and sharing everything with us today.
Well, thank you, Ian, for having me. And I want to thank everybody out there. And I want to send you all my love and blessings.
Yeah. All right. Blessings to you all. Beautiful, magnificent, magnificent way sharers, each of you. Thank you so much for your beautiful hearts. Thank you for bringing your love and your light into the circle and then emanating it out beyond into all time-space realities. Thank you so much. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun, Divine Mother, Divine Father. We thank the Ancient Ones, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service for bringing us here today. Much love to you all. Bye now. Namaste. Bye.